Next one to call on Councillor Andrew Muir, who will be fighting the election in North Down for the North Down Council. Andrew, thank you.
People across America and beyond this week remembered Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King inspired me to get involved in politics over 20 years ago and continues to shine a light of beacon of hope which shines brightly across the globe. King once remarked that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. That's why I'm a member of Alliance. Alliance grasps challenges and doesn't run away from controversy. For the last 40 years, we have been leading change, standing up for what is right and taking action to deliver a shared society where diversity is viewed as a strength and not a weakness. Whether it be by saying that everyone is welcome here, regardless as to whether they are black or white, Romanian or Polish, or stating that if we want a first-class water and sewage system, we need to work out a way to pay for it. We measure up as leaders who have the courage to say what others shy away from. As a councillor on North Down Borough Council, I look forward to the forthcoming elections. I hope the people will choose me to represent them for the next 4 years. Since being appointed as a councillor last July, I have achieved lots, but I have lots more to do. Whether it be in relation to a shared society, the economy or the environment, I am leading and delivering change day after day. I stand out from the crowd and I'm known for my clear vision and values. Those are Alliance vision and values. I believe that division is wrong and sharing is a must. I also believe, as Stephen Farrie has outlined, to grow our economy, we must tackle division and intolerance, which exists across Northern Ireland. We can no longer afford to spend billions on division and indecision each year. As a committed environmental activist, I am proof that you can be green by voting yellow. Whilst the Greens talk about obscure issues, I am focused on real issues of concern affecting people's everyday lives. Earlier this week, I packed a room full with over 100 people in response to plans by Northern Ireland Water to sell reservoirs across Northern Ireland. People flocked to my meeting to support the Save Our Reservoirs campaign, initiated and led by me as an Alliance representative. From Seahill to Stonyford, Lough Cowey to Craigantlet, Port of Erie to Port of O, Alliance is on top of the environmental agenda. Today I am happy to announce that after months of lobbying, nearly £3 million worth of investment is now in the pipeline to end the awful problem of sewage pollution in the scenic Kinnegar Lagoons. Through my dogged determination, I am both leading and delivering change. The environment isn't, however, the only issue in town. There are many other issues affecting Northern Ireland. It's easy to talk about a shared future, but delivery is another matter. As Northern Ireland's first openly gay councillor, I am well aware that I made history last July. I broke the mould and have been warmly accepted by most people. I am, however, aware that I am not the only gay in the village. Whether it be by engaging with the Loyalist Ladies of Lochview or the local GAA club, I am taking real action to build a shared Hollywood which powers a strong economy with a bustling town centre. The days of plenty are over. Now is the time for smart, shared, sustainable solutions. Last year, people told me Alliance wasn't going anywhere. How wrong were they? We're now going to the executive table and to Westminster, while others are going nowhere. The challenge The challenge ahead is to continue leading change across Northern Ireland. To those who doubt us, I say, yes, we can. To those who said that Naomi Long wouldn't get elected as an MP, I say, yes, we did. To those who ask whether we'll increase the number of MLAs and councillors at the next election, I say, yes, we will. Let's break through the old politics of the past. Together, we can change Northern Ireland. Thank you, Conference.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Chris Little.
Thank you.
Chris Little, MLA for East Belfast, who in May will be asking people to vote not for somebody else, but for him as he defends a seat. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Conference, Mr. President, Chairman, distinguished guests and members. May I start this morning by saying what a pleasure it is to be amongst so many encouraging people and at such an exciting time to be a member of the Alliance Party. It is a particular pleasure for me to be making my first address to Conference as MLA for East Belfast, and an honour to be working as part of a strong Alliance Party assembly group at Stormont. As Alliance Party employment and learning spokesperson, I'd like to talk to you about our vision for how an innovative approach to skills provision can help recover and rebalance the economy in Northern Ireland. As someone who was born and raised in East Belfast, a constituency renowned for its industry and enterprise, based on a foundation of world-class talent and skills, I know the importance of inspiring and equipping our people to succeed in what is a globally competitive environment. East Belfast, I'm proud to say, continues to host world leaders such as Bombardier in the field of aeronautical engineering, centres of innovation and incubation such as the Northern Ireland Science Park, established enterprises such as Harland and Wolff attracting significant foreign direct investment in the sustainable green economy and in industries such as wind and tidal power, and emerging companies also like Nisoft delivering award-winning export-led business. These companies and institutions are playing a significant role in providing apprenticeships, graduate opportunities and jobs for the region, despite the current economic difficulties. However, industry feedback and research is telling us that government can still do more to improve the skills base of our local people, which is essential for local and international enterprise in Northern Ireland. The Alliance Party vision is for an inclusive, diverse and dynamic workforce in Northern Ireland, a workforce equipped with high-value skills necessary to deliver a modern knowledge-based economy, ready to take advantage of every investment opportunity possible when it comes our way. An Alliance Party programme for government would recognise skills provision as not only a key driver for economic recovery, but also for tackling social inequality, and would ensure the delivery of a skills strategy that gives equal opportunity for all to reach their full potential and to raise the capacity of our workforce at all levels. Our approach would be based on a further and higher education system open to all on the basis of ability to learn, not the ability to pay. This strategy would be informed by the needs of the economy and employers. Our approach would also seek to improve cross-departmental cooperation to ensure that policy in this area is complementary and effective for the individual. For example, between the Department of Education and the Department of Employment and Learning on delivering an improved and excellent careers guidance service. We would also protect and promote knowledge transfer between our further education sector, universities and local businesses, which achieves the twin outcome of a more highly skilled workforce trained by experts in their field and industry experience for academics and researchers to help them commercialise the intellectual property that they possess. This conference is the collaborative exchange needed to capture and market the unique commodity vital to the sustainable development of a knowledge-based economy, our ideas. This innovation will give our local companies the competitive edge they need to take their business to the next level and to give investors the incentive and confidence they need to choose Northern Ireland before other countries. Conference, I joined the Alliance Party in 2002 because I was inspired by a group of people willing to do things differently. Northern Ireland now more than ever seeks political leadership willing to do things differently. Political leadership willing to do things differently for our workforce, for our economy, and for our society. Conference, I am assured that it is the Alliance Party that is willing to lead on this change. On the 6th of May last year, people of East Belfast led change. I know from the response that I'm receiving to my work on the ground in my role as MLA for this constituency that the people of East Belfast are proud of this change. But as we've heard this morning, Conference, this is only a beginning. In May of this year, we will have another opportunity at both the Assembly and local council elections to seek an increased mandate for this party to lead further change for the better of all the people of this community. I am committed, like my colleagues, to leading our effort in East Belfast to build on Naomi's success last year and to return both myself and my talented colleague, Councillor Judith Cochrane, as two Alliance Assembly members for East Belfast. With your support, Conference, and with the support of local people who think it is time we dared to do things differently, it is the Alliance Party that is ready to provide the political leadership to deliver the inclusive, prosperous, and dynamic society for which we all stand. Thank you.
Chris followed Naomi Long last May. Now I'm going to invite Naomi Long to follow Chris.